Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sure. And the best, that's heaven, of course. And I was thinking, when we go to funerals, we've had several funerals in this past year, including my mom's, well, that was last year, we think more about eternity than we normally do. And that's good. I think that's good. It should make us think, and it should make us resolve as well. But how quickly we get away from that. We don't think about eternity. We don't think about how our lives matter as we're still alive. Then the flip side of that is we don't think of how eternity in hell is, and our loved ones and people we know, how serious that is. I was checked myself just yesterday when we were talking about someone who may not have given himself to Jesus, and how flippant we can be, I can be, about him not making it or anyone not making it into heaven. It's a serious thing. And we get so used to things, I believe. I know I do, and I want the Lord to make that more real to me. I'm going on a trip with old friends right after camp, and these are good people. They know what I believe, but I'm just praying that the Lord will give me an opportunity to speak to them, speak seriously to them, and let them know that it's a matter of their souls and eternity in hell. And we don't like that word. The world doesn't like the word hell, but it's there. And oh, that God would quicken our eyes to the beauty of the, first of all, living with him, going to heaven, the glorious hope that we have, and then the seriousness of those we love who do not have that hope. And may God make that real to me and to all of us, that it is a serious matter. May he make us careful how we live, our words, our attitudes, how quickly we can get angry. And that's not the way the Lord wants us to be. All of these words, how easy it is for us just to speak our mind, speak carelessly, that God would put in me a carefulness to please him with eternity's values in you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Very soon we're going to see the King. Very soon we're going to see the King. Very soon we're going to see the King and crown him Lord of all. Alleluia, 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 for the cross. Alleluia, alleluia, it shall never suffer loss.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the time you give us to make ourselves ready, to make our calling and election sure. And we pray, O God, that we will utilize this time that you give us, that we will go after you, Lord. Let us not become calloused or when we read your word or sing songs, maybe not just take things for granted, but oh God, make them real to us. Make these things serious in our minds. We know that you have this help for us, Lord. We know that the natural man tends to go down to what he is. But Lord, you are able to lift us high above that and to give us the thoughts of God,
yes,
the will of God, oh God, the purposes of God. And we accept them this day, Lord, as we come before you this morning, as we hear your word and worship you. Help us, Lord. Help us mortals to think on a higher plane, to live on a higher plane. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing 316. It is well with my soul. 316. Let's pray together now for the young people that are down in the other end of camp. They have their own meeting this morning, and we miss them, but we want to pray for them. Pray that the Lord will speak to their hearts today. There's some good songs that we sing about the image of God. That song, the chorus, "Oh, to be like thee," where we sing, "Stamp thine own image deep on my heart." And that's our desire for ourselves, but also for the young people that are here. Adam's likeness, now a face, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. That's a Christmas song, of course, but it's good today too. So, Lord, we do pray that the vestiges of Adam's likeness, the pull of the world, the image that the world would like to stamp and that has been stamped on everyone through the sin of Adam. Lord, we thank you that you've come to redeem us. You've come to pull us out of the miry clay. You've come to deliver us from ourselves, from our sin. And we pray, Lord, today, especially for the young people, Lord, as they hear your word, as they look more into being in the image of God. I pray, Lord, that you will awaken their hearts, and I pray that you will draw them away from the pull of this world, the allurements and enticements. We pray, Lord, that you'll draw them to yourself. And we pray that you'll continue today to stamp your image, oh Lord, deep, deep on their hearts. Whoever handles your word this morning, anoint them and speak through them. And Lord, throughout this day, while they're on the grounds and while they're enjoying the facilities and enjoying the day, we just pray that the Holy Spirit this day will work mightily in our young people and that you'll get your will accomplished for this day. And then, Lord, the rest of us, those that are here now, some leaving after the meeting or after today, pray that you'll bless them, Lord, as they go with them, those that are coming up throughout the day, Lord, and will be joining us at camp. Lord, just work in every heart today. Today, Lord. Lord, have your way. Have your way. We thank you that we can look for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And whoever has this hope, they're purifying themselves. Oh, Lord, how we need to get clean and pure and stay clean and pure and allow you to continue to do your gracious work by your grace in our lives. And so, Lord, purify us even as you are pure. Make us ready for your return. Oh, Lord, help us to live in the consciousness of the fact that Jesus is coming. And, Lord, we often say, and perhaps rightly so, you're coming soon. We sense you're coming soon. Well, Lord, if you're coming soon, we'd better be ready. We better be ready now. And so, Lord, help us throughout this day to be looking for you. And even as we read at the end of the Bible, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And so thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you that we can draw nigh to you. Now draw nigh to us, Lord, we pray, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. That last verse, let's sing.
And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so,
the Lord.